For the last couple of weeks on the Reduce Shakespeare Company podcast, Reed Martin and I have discussed how we write our scripts, who brings what to the table, who writes the melody, who writes the lyrics. And then we've talked about what happens after we write our scripts. But what we haven't talked about is acting our scripts. And thankfully, we are here today with three guys who have not only acted our scripts on their own with other theater companies, but they have now, for the second time, acted our scripts with Reed and I directing and changing the scripts on them every night. Talking with Dan Sasky, Daz Delzell, Chad Yarish, who are currently in the world premiere production of Reed's and My Script, the ultimate Christmas show abridged. And I want to find out from you guys what it's like working with us, and I want you to be brutally honest. Go.
Love, hate.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one-third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 252, Acting Our Scripts.
We wish you a Merry Christmas, our dear Son of God.
I never intended it this way, but this week we conclude a trilogy of podcast episodes that started 2 weeks ago and deal with the complete abridged scripts that Reed Martin and I have written and how the Reduced Shakespeare Company puts them into production. But this week we talk with Dan Sasky, Daz Delzell, and Chad Yarish, actors in the Northern Bay Area of California who are currently performing the ultimate Christmas show abridged at the Napa Valley Conservatory Theater. And Chad Yarish sums it up pretty well.
It's a lot of fun, but it's a lot of hard work. Like, you know, when you rehearse a show that's already been written and done for years, you have a whole month or 6 weeks to learn a script. But now we're learning the script every day over again.
Right, and it's a moving target.
Yes, it definitely is. Can we try this? We didn't like that. Switch back to what you were doing before. Right. What was I doing before? I have no idea.
Well, and you play me.
Right.
You play, but you haven't always played me, but we'll get back to that. Daz, this is the second time for you as well.
Working with you guys straight up on a brand new script?
Chad and Daz were in the complete world of Sports Abridged, the first production of that.
So it's definitely, as I said, it's a love hate. You know, love to hate you, hate to love you. Uh-huh. But doing the scripts, you know, even today, here we are, you know, second week of the run, and I finally gotten a two-word sentence with a good note. That's how exacting it is. Finally did well. So that means that that's what it's like working with these guys. They're needling you all the way to the two words.
Well, and when you get the response, you're backstage going, oh, I see why that works.
Yeah, of course. And that's why all the shows are so good, because it's that clean.
Oh, and then, but in fairness, if we ask you to try something and it doesn't get a response, we go, yeah, you're right. You were right. Let's not do that ever again.
It's true.
Yeah.
Well, I love the
Dan Sasky.
I love the collaboration that Austin and Reed have with us. And, you know, I mean, obviously we have to be, you know, trying new stuff and changing things every night. And it's great to have our directors being the writers and being in the audience every single night and marking down where the laughs are, you know, take a beat here or change this word or say it like this or completely cut this because it's never getting a laugh and we're trying too hard on it. but I just think, having worked on two of their shows before, not with them, it's an honor to work with, you know, the real bad boys of abridgment here.
Dude, you got the job, slow down.
Oh, suck
but
off!
Yeah. No, I mean, it really is to see, you know, it's like, because of doing their shows before, all of us having done their shows before, it's like we know the format, we know the formula, and it's great to see the minds behind it working, and also, you know, it's a win-win for everybody. I mean, we know the formula, so we know how you guys want these shows to be. We know the fast pace, you know, always staying ahead of the audience, and having you guys behind it to really help drive it is the awesomeness and the big challenge, you know, behind the whole thing.
Now, you, Dan, and Chad have also played different roles. Chad has played me, but then you also played the man-child role. Mm-hmm. And Dan, you are playing the man-child role now, the Matt Rippey role for us now, but you've also played in the complete works, you played Hamlet, right?
Yes, I played Hamlet, you know, and that, you know, that role throughout the show is, I guess, a little more of the intellectual role, the one who's the, you know, the know-it-all about Shakespeare and has a lot of those little, you know, soliloquies, if you will, I guess. but it's a lot of fun to now be playing the, I like the man-child, you know. I do love Christmas, and I do love presents. So, you know, that it wasn't a big stretch for me, I guess.
And Reed and I are capitalizing on the energy and the dynamic that the three of you guys have. Because on stage, you guys have performed together. You all did the complete works of William Shakespeare this summer, right? Was that the first time you'd done it as a threesome?
As a threesome. That's Dan and I'd worked together in America. Okay. Chad and I'd worked together in Bible. Sports and books. So we've got a threesome and now in Christmas. So there's been a lot of good building, and Dan and I had worked together a number of times in other shows. Right. So we actually have a long history, which is kind of, I think, shows up in the show like you guys do.
I mean, the three of us have worked together in a number of shows. I mean, I think we've all known each other now for 8-9 years. And in that span, I'm sure we've each done, I don't know, maybe 8 shows together.
Well, and to Reed and myself, you know, Chad is so similar to me in so many ways because we're both big sci-fi geeks. In fairness to me, you're a bigger geek than I.
That's true. Yes. It's absolutely true. I roll my D20s on the weekends and all of it.
Geek.
Yeah, that's a really great dynamic, you know, that we have, that you guys have as well. Yeah. That, you know, Reed here, who's the big sports fan, and we got me and Dodds here, who are always talking about sports. So it's always nice to come in and have a director who's interested and you know, excited about it as well.
And Dodds, you play Reed, and you have the same sports passions as Reed does.
All the way down to being an umpire in baseball. You know, it's funny that we are sure so many of those things.
And you're both authoritative assholes. I'm sorry. You play authoritative assholes. Yeah.
Clearly being tossed in front of the bus again.
I'm curious that, Dan, you seem like such a man-child to Reed and myself.
Right.
And yet, in somebody's eyes, you are an intellectual.
Yeah, well, I think... strange. Well,
amongst the three of you, you know...
I feel like the way the other roles were written, I always thought of that role as the guy who plays the girls.
Yes.
And when we did it with our friend Miaka Cochran, when we did a complete history, it was obvious that he should be that because of his physicality, because of his, you know, his movements.
Okay.
And so it really made sense. And so when I got cast as what I call the guy who plays the girls, I was like, oh, interesting. Okay.
Right.
And I guess looking back, we were talking about this the other day, how Chad was all the girls in, or the man Chad, whatever, in Shakespeare Abridged. Mm-hmm. And looking back, it was like, I guess maybe that was kind of an odd, quirky choice that it would be Chad, who's big, built, you know.
Right.
But then again, in there, I think lies the humor, you know.
Right.
And I think Chad plays a good girl, you know. He's a fine woman.
Don't let's discount that.
Yes. Well, and I also played the girl role, which Bible and Abridged, or I mean Shakespeare, I think are the two shows that have the most girl parts in them.
Yeah. And we make more of a point of it, I think, in those scripts. Why does one guy always have to play the girls?
Right. Yeah. But I enjoy being able to switch back and forth between the man-child and the intellectual, and I'd love a chance to play the authoritative asshole one day.
Well, and unfortunately for Dodds and Reed, very often the funny thing about you guys is you come in very little clothing.
Right, exactly. We more so now in Christmas. So those of you that are out there, you cannot wait to see the moment in Christmas.
No, we want to sell some tickets.
Oh yeah, right.
Hi, it's Robin Pressman, the host of Our Roots Are Showing. It's folk and acoustic music on Sonoma County Public Radio, KRCB. You can hear us live streaming at krcb.org, and you are listening to the fabulous Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you RSC the RSC? You'll soon be able to see us in a bunch of places. Reed, Matt Rippey, and I have begun rehearsing the ultimate Christmas show, Abridged, which you'll be able to see at the Merrimack Repertory Theater in Lowell, Massachusetts, in November and December. You'll also be able to see Reed, Rippey, and I in New York City for 3 weeks at the New Victory Theater, performing The Complete World of Sports, Abridged. And next week, you can see me, Reed, and Brent Tubbs in All the Great Books, Abridged, at Pepperdine University in Malibu and Caltech in Pasadena, California. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReduceShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific box office venue and ticket information. And now back to our chat with Dan Sasky, Dodds Delzell, and Chad Yarish, just in time for Reed Martin to pick up the interrogation.
Having worked with us both, you two on sports and this show, and Dan on this show, what surprised you about the process? Anything?
Yeah.
Or what were the differences between this process and the sports process?
Well, for this one, the difference in the two, there was, I think, less changes on the script, at least structurally. You know, last time with sports, we came in and there was a whole bunch of stuff that you ended up changing. Right. Moving in the act, remember that there was a lot more line changes in sports last year.
There was a lot of stuff moved from the second act to the first act, or vice versa,
Exactly, to change the flow that things didn't work, or when you saw something work in front of when we were doing the workshopping in front of an audience, how that got a certain reaction, it was like, okay, that immediately has to move.
Right.
Because it was much bigger, say, for the climax of sports.
Right.
Whereas in this one, it seems like the idea was pretty smooth all the way through. We really haven't changed any of that.
That's true, and we were still organizing the sports show both geographically and historically for that.
I think what I've been surprised with is the almost the lack of a line between writers and directors, because I've worked on world premieres before where the writer is present, and it seems like there's so much room for that tension to be there between what the director wants to do with those words and what the writer intended. And I've definitely seen that those heads butting, you know? And then feeling that tension as the actor standing on stage, like, okay, I'll just stand here and wait for you guys to figure this out. And
who do we listen to?
Exactly. Yeah. And so, I mean, you guys had talked about it a little bit when we were doing some of the public readings, because people were asking about how you guys do that, and you know, I mean, we understand the writer hat never really comes off, because you have to continue doing that to make this show, you know, better each and every night, and better for you guys to take on the road.
Well, that's right. Yeah, even when we're acting, the writing hat kind of rarely comes off.
It's just been a nice, smooth, like I was saying, like it seems like there isn't a line, and that's not that hasn't been an issue.
Unusual,
you know, which is unusual.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's good. Jack,
I don't know if I was really surprised by anything. Having worked on the sports show and on this one, I sort of knew what to expect. So I came in knowing that there were going to be constant changes, and you know, we're going to have to swap a whole bunch of stuff around. But one of the things I really appreciate working with you guys is that you guys work so well and communicate with each other so well. Like, there's no infighting going on.
Right.
Stuff just gets done.
None that you see.
Right, exactly. It's all very professional. So
you guys hide it very well.
Yeah, so that's nice for us as, you know, the guinea pigs here to be able to, like, you guys work the stuff out and tell us what to do, and we do it, and move on.
Well, and one thing I've noticed is that Chad and Dodds, now this being the second time, you guys, it seems a lot looser this time than last time. I mean, I think you guys are more comfortable with it. I think both of you are more comfortable sort of saying to us, well, what if I said it this way? Could I try it this way?
Most definitely.
Does this, you know, all three of you really have asked questions about logic here and there. And sometimes we thought of a logic, but we haven't explained it well. And sometimes you have revealed a lack of logic, and we've gone, oh, that could be an issue. That might be a problem.
Right.
Yeah.
And that definitely is more comfortable for us this time.
Yeah.
You know, where you're actually, you know, before you're not sure how to say to the writer, or can we say the line like this? Because it's kind of not maybe working as well for us, or hearing that and going, yeah, you're right. Maybe we can just trim these words off and it makes it smoother.
In the background, Dan Sasky is doing a little cha-cha because I believe that means the 49ers just beat the Philadelphia Eagles in Philadelphia.
Yes. Okay. In the midst of this entire podcast, we've got an avid sports fan who can barely contain himself.
All right. Good interview.
It's going to be a good show today.
This is indicative of how this entire process has gone. Like, as we're working on actually doing work, there's, the Giants scored or lost again or whatever it is.
Or you're not allowed to speak about anything because it's being recorded for a later date's viewing.
The thing coming in today, I was in my car listening to the game, and I'm going, now can I come into the building and talk about this? Or is Dan taping this so I can't say anything about it?
I thought you saw me in the car. I was listening to it, and I thought you heard me jump out of the car and yell when the Eagles missed that field goal.
One thing about
it. I'm just glad it wasn't a baseball game, because Chad and I would have fallen, passed out.
Chad's a really good sport about it. He's a really good sport, and every once in a while he comes in and goes, oh, yeah, so Michael Vick is playing this weekend. It's like, hey, how about that, guys?
It's really even worse. With you guys, it's even worse than it is with Reed and Matt Croak. You know, there have been times where I've had to say, all right, ladies, get a room, because shut up. We got to get back to work.
Beam yourself up, Austin. That's all I have to say. One thing you guys have in common that Austin and I have in common are working with Reduced Shakespeare Company is you guys work together a lot. Mm-hmm. Haven't you guys done 3 shows in a row, back to back to back, with all 3 of you in the cast? What'd you do? Much Ado, Complete Works of William Shakespeare, and Ultimate Christmas.
Yes.
And then you had a day off, and you all went together to go see Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum or something. I mean, tell us about
what the hell's the matter with you people?
Yes, we had a day off, and all of a sudden they were doing a Ren Fair in Sebastopol, and so we went and put on Hamlet there on our day off.
There was a fundraiser for the Sebastopol school in Sonoma County, and it was a fundraiser, and they did a big Ren Fair, and they asked if we would come and do an excerpt of the summer show, William Shakespeare Bridge, and we came and did the second half, and it killed.
Yeah. Nailed it! So you live and breathe this SHIT.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
But you guys, I mean, just in the rehearsal, much the way we do, we're giving each other crap about whatever. You guys have a very nice rapport about stepping on each other's feet and farting and talking about sports and whatever it is that you guys, you know, your various things.
Elbow and hate each other. I think
that's so much of the success of these shows. I mean, it's not just the funny script. It's the relationship amongst the 3 guys.
Yeah, and the great thing that we have going for us because of the experience we've had together is we know when each other are tense, irked about something, bitter, acting like a baby or whatever, and it's like we see that and we know, and we know to respect that,
right?
You know,
exploit that.
Yeah, good point. Yeah.
For our own Schadenfreude purposes.
Chad Yaris. Yes. But I mean, isn't that the same thing you guys probably have heard? Because we definitely have heard it. Is how many people say it looks like what a great time you guys are having up on stage? Sure. And isn't that what I mean? That the X factor of what makes these shows work.
That's part of it. Yeah.
Is part of that. Oh my gosh, you guys just look like you're having the best time. So how can we not have a good time?
Right. Well, and you have to have a good time with this material, because if you take it too seriously, it's like, really?
Yeah.
They're taking that old joke seriously?
Yeah. Well, yeah. If we have a good time, the audience tends to have a good time. Yeah.
So what do you take away from all this? Or do you take anything away from all this? Or is this is for you guys, it's just one more show where you got to...
Gosh, absolutely not. I mean, it's as Dan said and Chad, we've mirrored how much of an honor it is to do the shows. What do I take away? I hope I haven't screwed up enough during the rehearsal process that maybe they'll ask me again next year if there's another show. That's what I take away. Yeah, self-serving.
I take away, like, sort of a badge. Like, I was there at the beginning. Yeah. I put that on a resume and say, world premiere, ladies and gentlemen.
And when the scripts get published, that'll be you guys on the front page of the script.
Yeah, it's great to be, you know, the originators of roles. I mean, how you guys, how we are and how you formed us to what you want us to be.
Right.
And, I think the things that you guys will use that we do, like, I think that's the big thing. Like, I really can't wait till at some point we can see you guys do this show and say, it's like, you know, there's certain things you guys are going to do differently, of course, because you guys are different, but...
We'll steal all the good stuff.
Absolutely, and like, I mean, I totally 100% agree with Chad saying that, sort of that badge of honor to be like, world premiere with the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and I did that. Cool.
And not one to hold on to a lot of extra scripts, but you do hold on to the ones that actually have your names in those parts that eventually will be Austin, Reed, and Matt when it's actually published.
Right.
So it's kind of cool.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Send us your acting challenges via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also post comments on our website podcast page, and you can post reviews on iTunes. You can interact with other fans at our website and our Reduced Shakespeare Company Facebook fan page. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter @Reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Thanks, as always, to webmaster Matt Rippey, Joe Joseph Jefferson Award adjacent Matthew Croak. Music by John Weber and Garage Band. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Mark K. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Robin Pressman from KRCB in Sonoma County, California. And thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 252/756 of the Reduced Shakespeare Company. The story I love is that you guys were rehearsing the Shakespeare show here actually at Napa Valley College in one of these rooms with a window in the door. And you were doing the Shakespeare show and Reed Martin walks by and looks in the window and just starts shaking his head. This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.
So much less.